Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, memory number 83, Turtle Talk with Crush. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to Memory 83 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. So I don't know about you, but I'm pumped for Christmas. I just feel like, okay, Thanksgiving's done, time to turn the Christmas music on. I always start reflecting to a time when Tracy and I were about to take a trip to Walt Disney World, just the two of us, for a whole week. No kids at this point, just some adult alone time. All the planning, all the research, and all that excitement were just building to what was going to be a great anniversary trip. It turned out to be a great trip, and one filled with many, many memories. Memories such as catching Turtle Talk with Crush for the very first time with Tracy. Then, later, we built more memories of this attraction with first visits with my family, first visits with my daughter, then, and this summer was the first visit with my son. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's first hear... Yes, I did say here, our request from Brandon in Texas.
Hello, my name is Brandon Crooker, and I just wanted to say that your podcast is a very entertaining podcast. And I would like to request the audio, any audio that you have maybe Turtle Talk, either Turtle Talk with Crush, or Honey, I Shrunk the Audience, or I would rather you do Turtle Talk with Crush later because I'm more interested in that attraction more. But if you could do audio from Honey, I Shrunk the Audience, that would be much, much appreciated. And I would just like to say thank you and have a good day. Keep your podcast and you can always. Thank you, Lou, and good day.
Thank you so much, Brandon, for calling in. We'll be hearing more from Brandon over the next few weeks. And as usual, I toss the topic out to social media to see if anyone else out there also had a great story to share of Turtle Talk. And here are just some of those responses. On Facebook, Erica wrote, "I love this. I'd like to go in and just watch and listen to all of the kids who are amazed that they are actually talking to him. I remember one time we went, Crush asked the little boy what his favorite food was. The little boy said turtle soup. Crush got this funny look on his face and the whole room laughed. It's amazing what kids can come up with. I love this attraction and I can't wait to hear the audio." And I also heard on Facebook from Laura. She wrote, "I think every time I've been there, a kid has asked Crush if he knows the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Apparently, it's a question in which everyone must know the answer. I think it's generally no, by the way." Great stories, and again, there are more, so just go visit our social media pages to read these and other stories submitted by more listeners like you. In the meantime, let's get down to reliving another great Walt Disney World memory. As I was talking about earlier, I've seen this show many times, so I've got different versions to choose from. I've elected two of my favorite, this just for today, though. We'll start off today with a memory from our anniversary trip in 2006 that I was talking about earlier. It's early December, and Tracy and I are just starting out our five-day vacation with a day at Epcot. Our day is just beginning. We wanted to catch one of my favorite newer attractions. Remember, I'd been traveling to Orlando by myself for a few months now, so I was able to scout out some of the great things to do for our vacation, and this was high on my list. So Tracy and I wait our turn in line, you know, back when you used to wait in the middle of the old Sea Base floor. Eventually, we're let in, and we're treated to something that's just magical. The second memory I'm choosing from is from this summer. It's June of 2012. My family and I are joined by my father, brother and his family, and sister and her family. We've had a great day running around the Magic Kingdom in the morning and then Epcot in the evening. There are a few of the group who have never been to Walt Disney World, so we wanted to make sure we saw some of the most magical attractions in the park to give them a really good taste of how much fun this place can be. Since both of these memories are after 2006, they are both in binaural, so I'd suggest putting those headphones on now so you can fully, really enjoy reliving this memory. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we catch a wave with the cool sea turtle and 50 of his new friends. Dude.
remain standing along the back of the sidewall for me. I do ask that you please keep the aisles clear. This is for your safety and mine. Ladies and gentlemen, I repeat, if you are standing, please stand along the back or the side wall. I do ask that you do not sit or stand in the blue shaded aisle. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Turtle Talk. My name is Danielle, and before we begin, I have a few reminders for you. Here at Seabase, there's no eating. No drinking, absolutely no smoking, and please, no flash photography. Thanks, guys. The instrument you see here hanging behind me is called a hydrophone. It helps us hear songs beneath the ocean, and today it will help us hear a special guest. If you know who it is, please yell it out for me. That's right, it's Crush. Crush is coming here today to learn about humans, and we can all ask him questions about turtles as well. So I want everyone to start thinking of questions for Crush. Well, right now, Crush stopped catching a wave, and he said that we're ready to call him. So the count of three, I want everyone, kids and adults, to yell, "Hey, Crush," as loud as they can. One, two, three.
Hey, righteous, righteous, hey, what? Check out the double spinners, dudes. Awesome. Speaking of awesome, oh, look at all you human dudes in the human tank! Hello, human dudes! I said hello, human dudes!
Hello!
Oh, they were they dudes! Oh. Now listen, I don't want to freak you guys out, but there's like new water in your tank, dudes. Hey, you got your little dudes down here, little dudes! Focus, little dudes. Focus. Are you dudes focused? John, well, dude, I'm totally focused. And, well, dude, I'm focusing on this little dude with the red and the white stripe little dude over here. Hello, dude, what's your name?
Blake.
Blake, dude? Hello, B-Man, are you having an awesome day, Blake?
Yeah.
Well, sweet, dude. So, like, where are you from?
Ohio.
You're from the Ohio? Never heard of it, dude. Sorry. Is that far?
Yeah.
There's like an echo going on in that room. So, how did you get here from the Ohio? Did you like totally swim?
Scuba.
You scuba to here? Awesome, dude! So, who brought you on your scuba migration?
Yeah.
Like, who are you here with, dude? Who brought you here? Sort of like talking to Dory, do you, dude? He's on a whole other level. Is your mom's here? Is that who's not helping you out? That's awesome when the parental unit helps you out. Let me see. Where's the mom at? Raise the fin. Oh, she's right over there on the ocean floor with you all, dudes. Hello, Mama Santa. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Dad. Awesome. So, how many little ones do you have?
I have two.
The two down here?
That's enough.
No, oh. Well, I know, dude. You're talking to somebody who has 65 little ones, dude. So, now, I got one little dude named Squirt, though. Do you know Squirt?
Yeah, we know Squirt.
Hey, awesome. Well, check it out, dudes. My youngest son, Squirt, is totally the reason why I'm here today, dudes. Talking to you because... Oh, hey. Well, she's got blanky feet. Well, now, little Squirt is always asking me lots of questions about you humans. Now, he's always like, "Hey, Dad, what is up with the human dudes?" And I'm always like, "I do not." So I'm here to totally soak up some knowledge and pass it back to my offspring. So can you dudes help answer some of Squirt's questions? Say, "Sure."
Sure.
What? Damn, that sounded sweet. In fact, you know what, dudes? I'm going to totally teach you how to speak the way of the turtle. Now, it's real easy. All you got to know is one very important word. So do any of you dudes happen to know what the most important word, dude, in the turtle language is, dudes? Shout it out, dude! It's like you're inside my brain, dude.
Yeah, it's totally nude.
Now, the reason why is because the word's got lots of meanings. All right, you can use it for any occasion. When something's totally awesome, you'll say it like this. Dude! Or if something totally bumps out, makes you a little sad, well, hey, no worries, you'll still use dude, but like this. So let's say totally positive. Let's do an awesome dude on the count of three. Here we go. Uno, dos, three. Dude! Oh, now we are muy simpatico. So let's start a conversation. Let's do some talking. Now, if any of you dudes out there got any questions, I don't know, you might have about us turtles, or you want to help me with a question for Little Squirt. Well, don't feel shy. Do what the dudes are doing. Pop up the fins high in the sky. I'll totally call on you, okay? So, I saw one little one over on this side. They'll do that. They got, like, the same shell and the same lid. Well, they got... Now, let's talk to those two over here with the red lids. Holy, what's your name?
I don't know.
Oh, Teresa. And is that your sister? And who's out next to you?
My sister.
So, what's your name, sis?
Maria.
Teresa and Maria. Awesome. So, do you guys have a question?
Where were you?
Oh, where was I born? Oh, dude, I was born on the beaches of Maui in Hawaii, dude. And then I migrated and spent some time around California, and then I ended up in Australia, and now I'm tail here in the Florida area, dude. You know, we turtles are always on the move. But yeah, I tail hatched about 150 years ago on the beach of Maui. Me and my hunters and brothers, tail awesome. And I have all bros, dude, by the way. You guys are both sisters? Well, check it out, dude. I know you humans can have brothers and sisters, but we turtles, we either hatch all deeds or all deedettes. Now, you guys want to know why? Say, chaw.
Chaw.
I'll tell you, well, when a mama turtle lays her eggs, if she lays them in really warm sand, well, dude, those eggs totally hatch all girls and won't be deedettes. But if she lays her eggs in really cool sand, then those dudes totally hatch all dudes, like me and my bros. And that's the reason why dudes are cool and chicks are totally hot. Awesome, dude. Let's see who else has got a question out there raising fins. Nice to meet you, sisters. Let me see. Well, dude, let me go over on this side. There's a dude that kind of towards the back with a dark shell towards that bench back there. The long hair. Like you. Right over there with the dark shell.
How many species of sea turtles?
Hey, there's seven of us, dude. Yep, there's like the leatherbacks, the flatbacks, the hawksbill, the loggerheads, and the Kips and all of Ridley. And then there's finally me, the green sea turtle.
What kind of sea turtle are you?
A green sea turtle. Yeah, they kind of ran out of cool names when they named my species. It's all good. That's because all those turtles are great. You know, the other turtles all have different colors, different kind of shells and stuff, or different, facial features. But we're totally green, and it's because of all the green food. Yeah, we eat, like, sea kelp and green seagrass, so it absorbs in the body, makes us green. And that happens to be a question I would like to ask you. So, now, what's your name again?
Jennifer.
So I told you, we eat sea kelp and green seagrass, so I'm curious what humans eat. So, what's your favorite thing?
Pizza, you may not know.
Is it, like, a fruit or something? Like,
yeah.
Pizza? Hey, dude, I've never ate the pizza. Well, it's, I'll tell you what. Maybe we'll exchange some food, y'all. I'll try some pizza, and I'll give you some sea kelp, okay? The only thing is, be careful, because the sea kelp will totally give you the bubbles. I'll have some sea kelp, dude, and a few moments later, I'll get a bad case of bubbles. that was not me, dude. Next question, let's see, here we go. Let me get right in front of you there. That little dude right in front of you with the dark shell. Holy, what's your name?
Jacqueline.
So what would you like to know, Jama Jacqueline? What would you like to know, or do you want me to ask you a question?
Have you ever got stung by a jellyfish?
Oh, dude, well, it so happens that we turtles are a little bit more resistant to the jellyfish. You know, and because we got a harder, a tougher skin, dude. Because sometimes we turtles actually, when we're littler, we eat jellyfish. Now, when I was a little dude, I totally preferred strawberry jelly. But that was my favorite. But yeah, we don't have to worry about the jellies like the little fishies, dude. That's where I'm at. You know, like
Jellymon dude, he can totally take on the jellies. But little Dory, so can I ask you a question? Alright, well, I just wanted to know, like, do you ever go out with the big old blue? Do you ever go out in the water? Like, do you ever go out in the water? Do you ever go swimming? Oh, awesome! So this is what I want to know. Do you, like, humans, like, swim really fast? Oh, not as fast as us turtles? Dude, we turtles can go totally fast. And you guys want to see how fast I can swim, dudes? Say, Shaw. Aw, oh, dude, check it out. Let me get my fins going. I'll totally show you. All right, dudes. I'll be right back. All right, dudes. I'm totally working the fins. Oh, dude, I don't know if you can hear me, but I'm picking up some speed. I'm doing a Yui. Whoa, Rogers. Rogers, check it out. Full speed. Whoa, dude. I'm totally seeing starfish, dudes. Well, dude, I was going as fast as a turtle could swim, and that is about 20 miles an hour, dudes. Yep, but I can go a lot faster whenever I'm being chased by a tiger shark. Well, dude, let's see who else we might have out there. What's up?
Dory!
Dude, the name is Crush, but no worries, dude. Dude, those fishies back there are little blue. Do you know little blue? She's blue. You dudes have got some serious thrill issues, all right, dudes? You're totally messing with the noggin.
Hey.
Whoa, little blue.
Don't I know you?
Dude.
Hi, I'm Dory. I remember you. You're Flush.
Well, dude, you were totally right. It's Little Blue. And Little Blue, dude, like, what totally brings you here on this fine day?
What brings me here?
Chalk.
My fin, silly. Watch. Woo! Ha! Gee! Ha! Ow!
What, dude? Talk about deja, dude. Same thing happened to me. I totally hit the noggin.
It's a people tank. But don't tap the glass. Boy, that really upsets him. Hello!
Can you hear me? Can you hear Little Blue?
Yeah!
Awesome. Check it out, Little Blue. Do you hear all the humans inside the tank? Well, dude, I tell you, we was talking a little bit about us turtles. And I taught them how to speak my lingo. And I'm wondering if maybe somebody here might, you know, be able to teach them another lingo, like whale or dolphin. But I don't
speak... I can speak whale. Okay, everyone, repeat after me. Hello!
Well, dude, this totally speaks a whale. Here we go. Hello.
You know, sometimes you speak whale and there are like 80 whales swimming around you.
Dude.
Not today. No whales.
No whales, dude.
Maybe you should try to speak sea.
Yeah. Sitting in a computer room or in front of a computer watching a camera, all computer animated and stuff like that. He just punches a couple commands in and has pre-programmed emotions. So the slouch and stuff like that, the spins and flips. He's talking to kids and he's watching it. He watches the camera. He was good. He was very good. The guy I had last time was all right. When's the next show actually at?
Less than 5 minutes.
Thank you. Sus? He was standing right there 2 seconds ago. Oh, he's right next to you. What do you see? Yeah. He's got a big mouth. Susie, how about you give me your snacks for now? Get them here. Susie, you need to eat the rest of this stuff too. Bring that here for now. I think we're going to put it away for just a little bit, okay? Susie, come see this. Did you see the jellyfish? Did y'all see the jellyfish? Oh, here we go, Suze. Jer. Oh, shucks. Trace. Hold on, Susie. Susie. Okay, you go. You got him. Okay. Come down, Cerise. Nina, where's Fernando? Oh, okay. Stretch out.
It's so cool.
Yeah, Mikey's gonna want to just get up and run on that. Exactly. Yeah. He's gonna want to do the whole time. Just get up on that thing.
Not a wiggly kid.
So big. Your foot stuck? There you go.
Susie. We've just we can go there right afterwards.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, during the show, we do need to keep the middle aisle and two side aisles clear at all times. If you want to stand during the show, you can stand right in the back of the theater against that wall. Now, if you'll make your attention to the right rear of the theater, you're going to see these two sets of double doors. These are our exiting doors, just in case you need to leave the show a little early. They are automatic, and all you have to do is give them a light push, and they'll open up and take you right back to C-Base. Again, if you need to leave the show early, use one of these two sets of double doors. My name is Andrea, and before we get started, I have just a few quick reminders. Here at C-Base, there will be no eating, no drinking, no smoking, and no flash photography. Thanks, guys. This piece of equipment you see hanging in the water is called a hydrophone, and it allows us to hear sounds from beneath the sea. It's also going to allow us to hear our special guest. If you guys know who that is, shout it out. That is right. Crush is swimming down to learn more about the human world and ask us questions. But we can ask Crush some questions about the turtle world. So everybody be thinking of questions you may get to ask Crush. Now, Crush is catching a wave right now, but he said he wants us to call on him when we're ready. So on the count of three, we're all going to say, "Hey, Crush," as loud as we can, okay? One, two, three.
Hey, Crush!
Yeah, I did. Oh,
Check it out. Excellent double standard, dude. All right. Totally awesome. Anyway, Yumi dudes. Hello, Yumi dudes.
Hello.
Rock on. Little dude sub-level, too. Check him out. Definitely want to talk to her, little dude. Right there's Minnie Mouse over here in the front row. He's got a red shell. That dude looks pretty cool. Let's talk to that dude. Hey, Minnie Mouse, what's your name, dude?
Sebastian.
All right, Sebastian, dude. Are you a cool dude? I think you are. Let's figure this out. Sebastian, I want you to say, dude. There it is, you talk like a turtle, you must be a cool dude. Put your flippers together for cool dude, Sebastian! So, cool dude, who are you hanging with today? Who brought you here?
My dad.
No way, dude, you're hanging out with your dad. That's awesome. I gotta meet this dude. Dad of Sebastian Reyes of Flipper. Wait a minute, dad. Well, go talk, go for it, dude. Right there. What's your name, dude?
Katie.
Hi, Katie. Is that your offspring right there, dude?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. How many do you have?
Two.
Good one. I've got 65. Yeah, and mine are all dudes, and like, yeah, he's asked questions all the time. Do you get a lot of questions, dude?
Yeah.
Me too, dude. But like, isn't it awesome teaching the little ones like the ways of the world, dude?
Yeah.
And you know what we just did right there, dude? You and me?
What?
We bonded, dude! He was awesome! Rock it on, Katie Mom! Thanks for talking to me, dude. Oh, Katie. I was telling her about my offspring. Hey, dude, check it out. My youngest dude, really cool. His name is Squirtle. 7 years old, totally curious about all things human. I was happy maybe you dudes could help me out with that. You know, like, help me answer some of Squirtle dude's questions. If you can, say cha.
Cha.
Awesome, dudes. That'll be totally cool. But before we do that, you know, we gotta make sure that we understand each other. Because there's this one word, like, I use all the time, because it's the most important turtle word. If you know what that word is, I want you to shout it out right now. It is dude. Because you can use it for everything, you know? Like, when something's awesome, you say dude. But, like, if you're totally sad, you're going dude. Or if you see something that's kind of bogus, but really funny, dude. That's the one I want you dudes to try. So, well, let's do it together. Everyone put a flipper up to your noggin. Come on, dudes, put a flipper up there. We're so doing this. Okay, here we go. Ready? Dude. See, some of you parentals are definitely going to be doing that before the day is over. All right, dude, let's totally hang out. Let's share some knowledge. You help me out with Squirt's questions, because that'll be major. But if you got a question for me, dude, just raise and flip rip like that so I can see it. Dude, you can totally ask the question. Let's start off on the same side. There was a dudette right here in the front row, totally had her flipper up. Hey, dudette, what's your name?
Sophia.
Hi, Sophia. What's your question, dude? Ah, that's all right, dude. I totally forgot the answers are kind of working out. If you remember, just pop that flipper back up. Who else got one, dude? Who's got a question? Sweet. Rocking it over here. Dude with the lid on the dog right in the front row. Dude, what's your name?
Joey.
It's Joey, everyone. All right, Joe. What do you know? What's your question, dude?
A fish. Sleeps in the night.
Wait a minute.
What's up, dude?
What's up, dude? You started off with the code phrase, the fish sleeps in the night. Back to the greeting, which is good, dude. Totally. I know some fish, you know, they totally sleep. You know, I know a fish, her name is Dory. She seems like she sleeps with her eyes open, so I don't know what's going on there. She's pretty cool, though. Good one, dude. All right, who else has got one, dude? Who's got a question? All right there, right in front of you, dude. Do that. What's your name?
Sophia.
Oh, no way, I got a mic! All right, dude, what's your question?
She's
Sophia.
I don't know.
Me neither, dude. You just want to hang out? Me and you, we can just hang out. You want to do that?
Yeah.
All right, dude, we're going to hang out. So, Sophia, what are you going to do after this?
Going with the princesses.
All right, that sounds cool. I think I'm going to go surfing. What are you going to do tomorrow?
Go swimming.
Me too, dude. In fact, I'm swimming right now. Dude, totally. We were just hanging out. That was so cool. That was good. I like hanging out. One of my best things. Good one, dude. Who else got a question? Papa Flipper. Sweet. Mini Man. Red Shell. Second Row Joe. Hey, dude. What's your name?
Sai.
All right, Sai. Go for it.
Do your kids go to school?
Oh, Squirt Dude does totally. You know, he's in the third grade, but he totally swims at a fifth grade level. Do you go to school, Sai?
Yes.
How come you're not there right now?
Because it's summer vacation.
Whoa, dude, what's that? What is summer vacation?
I don't know.
Is that when you take a break from going to school?
Yes.
Oh, cool. Well, if that's your definition, I've been on summer vacation my whole life, dude. But you're going to go back to school, right, Sai?
Yes.
That's good, dude. You should stay in school, dude. That's where it's at. Because, you know, Squirt loves school. Yeah. He's totally cool, you know. He likes to hang out and, you know, and do all the stuff that you do there, you know, whatever that is. But he has a good time. A lot of his friends are there, you know. And, of course, Mr. Ray, he's kind of tough on him. But no worries, dude. Squirt Dude always comes through because he likes to learn. What? Oh, Dora. Yeah, I know Dora. I was telling you about her. She's my good friend. Wait, what's your matter? Did you see Dora back there? Did you see Dora? What?
Over there.
Over where?
Right there.
I didn't see her, Sai. Did you see her?
Right there.
Sai's telling me she's back there.
Not
no, I don't see her, dude. Is this a game? Love it. Well, indoor game. We're playing. I didn't know where
they
were.
Hey.
Hey, dude.
Don't I know you?
You do.
Hi, I'm Dory. I remember you. You're Flush.
Dude. Say Dory. All right, everyone say, hi, Dory.
Hi.
Awesome. Hey, Little Blue, what brings you here today?
What brings me here? My fin, silly.
Good.
What?
Man. Woo. Wait, dude, you gotta slow down.
Ow! Wow, that's some really hard water.
Yeah, that's what it is, hard water.
Look. It's a people tank.
Oh, yeah,
but
dude.
Don't tap the glass. Boy, that really upsets him.
All right, then don't do it.
Hello! Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Dude, they can hear you, but do you want to hear what happened to me today? Oh, dude, I heard a whale speaking. It was majorly cool.
I can speak whale.
Go for it.
Okay, everyone, repeat after me. Hello!
All right, dudes, let's try it together really loud. Hello!
Swimming around you.
Not a safe crew, dude.
Not today.
Nope.
No whales.
No whales today, dude. Maybe
you should try to speak soon.
What's modern, dude? Oh, no.
Be careful.
Dude, there's a whale coming over. Dude, seriously, there's a whale coming over. Dude, I'm jelly, dude. Two important things? Dudes, be good to the ocean. Totally be good to you. All you dudes sub level, you keep using L word dude for the rest of the day, because your parents will love that. Alright, dudes, I will catch you later.
Let's give it up for Crush. If you'd like to see more Crush's friends like other sea turtles, sharks, or dolphins, you can check out our undersea video.
Come on, kiddos.
Susie, was that fun?
Come on, Mikey. Susie, you want to go see some acrobats? We got to leave. Yeah, come on. You want to go in the water? You want to swim? We'll do some swimming tomorrow, maybe. Oh, you want to go in the water to see Nemo? Did you? She wants to go in the water and see Nemo. I know, but Susie wants to go in the water to go see Nemo. What?
No, you picked up right. Dude, I'm just back there doing it.
To do the ride, yeah.
Is that what she's talking about?
No, I think she wants to get in the water to go see me. I don't know.
Thanks again, Brandon, for that request. And thank you to everyone who liked and posted on Facebook and Google+. I love how this attraction can easily make you believe that you're actually talking to Crush and totally forget that you're in the middle of Florida, 100 miles away from any ocean. It's something truly magical to watch your child point and get excited and really believe that Crush knows their name. It's just so special. As always, if you'd like to make a request or leave me some feedback, just stop by the WDW Memories website at wdw-memories.net. There you'll find out how to contact me, leave feedback on the show, connect with me on Google+, Facebook, and Twitter, view my photos on Flickr and videos on YouTube. And don't forget, you can always reach me on the voicemail line at 336-WDW-MEM-0 and leave your request or feedback that way, just like Brendan did today. If you like the show and you want to help others find it, a review on iTunes will help move us up that search results list, or maybe mention us in a tweet, on Facebook, on Google+, Pinterest, or whatever your social media of choice is to help get the word out about the show. Finally, if you'd like to help support this podcast in some small way, you can click the donate button where you'll be redirected to PayPal. Here you can make a one-time donation or a recurring donation of any amount you like. And don't forget to check out the affiliate links on our website for other great information that helps support the show. Some of those funds have already gone to the purchase of this new recorder, which has improved the quality of my in-park recordings, which you can hear today featured between those two recordings. So thanks again for listening, and join me again in 2 weeks as we relive another Walt Disney World memory. Bye.